The short answer is, I don't know, but let me give a few speculations on this. Different universalists say different things. Okay, so some universalists go, well, he can't be saved, so that's it. It's only for all humans. And there's biblical grounds for doing this. I mean, in the book of Revelation, it looks like the devil suffers torment forever and ever. And it's pretty emphatic, forever and ever and ever. And although you could say literally, it just means for the ages of ages, you know, it needn't be forever. I mean, it's pretty darn close as you're going to get to forever. The speculations on a devil, again, it partly depends on what you think the devil is. Yeah. So the reason I hesitate is I'm not entirely sure how to think precisely about what the devil is. See, because in scripture the devil is not a fallen angel. Now it might be that the devil is a fallen angel, but you don't actually get that idea explicitly until mid-second century at the earliest. So none of the biblical literature actually comes out and says that. So I'm not quite sure where to go with that. It's not obviously scriptural, but it might be a way of making sense of scripture. Maybe the devil's a fallen angel. If the devil is a fallen angel, then my instinct would be to say that he would be saved. The only way, then, I could try and make sense of the bit in Revelation, and so this is why I say it tentatively and speculatively, would be on the analogy of 2 Corinthians 5, where Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation, the old has passed away, the new has come, and so on. And the imagery Paul regularly uses, I died with Christ, I'm raised, the old self is gone, the new has come, etc., etc. My flesh is crucified with Christ. So you've got this very stark image of a destruction and so on. So I will tentatively speculate and do nothing more than that, say, conceivably, maybe, Lucifer is redeemed and Satan is condemned to hell forever. Satan being the equivalent of the sinful nature for Lucifer. And this would be the angelic equivalent of all that is bad about me being thrown off and cast away and tortured and rejected. Maybe. Alternatively, you know, if the devil is some... I don't think the word personification is right here. Not personification of evil. I think there's a real substantial reality to evil. A spiritual evil. But it might be something that's subpersonal. And certainly the beast and the false prophet are not individuals in the book of Revelation, at least on the way I read it, and they're tortured forever and ever in the lake of fire. And, you know, the beast is a system. So how do you torture that? So it could be then that it's the devil there is not a person such, but evil, and utterly, therefore, something that cannot be redeemed, because there's not a person to be redeemed. It's like it is the evil itself, and it's torn away and destroyed and rejected, and so there's nothing to be redeemed, because that would be to talk about redeeming evil itself. Whereas you couldn't redeem evil itself, you can only purge it out of creation. So that might be right. Or, you know, worst case scenario, I could say all humans will be saved, but not the devil. But, you know, I don't tend to go there. The reason is because Colossians 1 says all created things will be redeemed. Spiritual, you know, the visible and invisible authorities and powers and so on, which, if the devil is a created angelic creature that fell or something, then I would tentatively speculate that redemption would apply there too. But, you know, I don't tend to talk about that because scripture doesn't really